I mean, we have a lot of great receivers that are out here right now. I mean, losing Crab, losing the other receivers during last season obviously isn't something you want, but, I mean, we have receivers out here working.
You worry at all that the timing can be disrupted with you and Crab, with you and Bolden goes down yesterday? Are you worried about any of that with the regular guys?
No, not at all.
How have things come along with Jenkins and with Bolden?
Very well. I mean, they're both out working hard. Been getting a lot of throws into them, so looking forward to see what they do this season.
This has been a lot of time with Jenkins during this offseason. What kind of progression have you seen from him?
Huge. I mean, he's leaps and bounds ahead of where he was last year. We just need to get him on the field now.
As far as Bolden, just his leadership and his presence, what has he taught you?
I mean, to give him a chance. That's the biggest thing with him. You give him a chance to make a play, more times than not, he's going to make that.
How much bigger are you than last year, or are you about the same?
About the same.
What's the biggest growth you've seen in yourself as you enter the season, your first full season as a starter?
I think just my leadership out here. Being comfortable taking that role. Being comfortable talking to any player on the team. Telling them if they need to do something a little bit different to help our offense.
Do you think you're just more vocal out there on the field?
Yes.
Is that different than when you took over midseason last year? Were you a little bit hesitant then to kind of do those types of things?
I wouldn't say hesitant. I just wasn't as vocal about them.
Were you capable last summer of doing that, or were you still in that mode of learning your own job?
I think it's positioned as a backup that's not really your place to be as vocal.
How much does having that confidence help your game on the field?
I mean, it's really just the confidence overall. Being able to step up and say something really doesn't affect your play on the field. The confidence of just knowing your job and knowing what you want to do is the biggest thing.
What are you going to do with this time between now and the start of training camp?
Train. Get ready.
How different are you physically? What's the biggest difference that you've worked on?
I mean, just trying to improve everything in my game.
Are you stronger, faster? Jump higher?
Trying to do everything.
Leap tall buildings?
I don't know about buildings, but hopefully a few defenders.
Paul, when you self-scouted yourself from last season, what really jumped out at you in areas that you did well or needed to improve upon?
I mean, we're trying to improve on everything. There's no one particular thing that we want to do better. We want to do everything better, make sure we're better this year.
You specifically, though, in your game, how have you elevated your game?
I'm trying to improve on everything, from the playbook to being faster, stronger, being quicker mentally on the field, getting us in better situations, everything.
What do you say, which receiver have you made the most strides with? I know you've worked with all of them, you need that rapport with all of them, but which receiver would you say you've had the biggest jump, the improvement?
I think Anquan. I mean, I've had a little bit of time with him, and I think the strides we've made have been huge.
A.J. Jenkins talked about building off-the-field chemistry with you in Atlanta. How important has that been for you to build that off-the-field with every receiver?
It's important that your receivers are comfortable with you and you're comfortable with them. If you go out there and you trust each other, you're going to be willing to put balls up and let your receivers go make plays.
How much time did you get away from football this offseason? Or did you? Did you just say, screw it, I'm jumping right back in and it's going to continue to work?
I took a week off.
Can the offense be, or is the offense more wide open now that you're in your second year, you're comfortable here and things like that? Are you guys going to be able to do more things with just the offense in general?
We'll find out when the season comes.
Are you doing different things out here than you did last year?
You're always doing something different.
What about the red zone? Has that been an emphasis for you for the offense this offseason?
I mean, everything's been an emphasis. Obviously, the red zone is somewhere we need to improve, but I mean, we're trying to improve everywhere else as well.
Can the personnel that you added in the offseason improve that facet of the game? Thinking about the tight end that you added, Anquan Bolden, do you like how that, you know, the potential for that group in the red zone?
I like the potential for the group anywhere on the field. I mean, everybody focuses on the red zone. There's a lot of plays to be made other than there.
Do you think you guys were tipping plays?
Tipping plays as far as what?
Not disguising them well enough people could read them.
I mean, we put up quite a few points, so I think our coaches were doing all right.
Guys, there's just reports out that.
Well, I don't read reports, so.
What about the game in St. Louis? Did they appear overly aggressive? I mean, they seemed to really know when to blitz, and they seemed to have your number in that game. Was that something that jumped out at you guys?
They had a good scheme. I mean, there was things in that game. We should have made plays. I should have made different decisions. I'm not going to chalk something totally up to what defense was doing. I look at ourselves first.